Parfait en Autriche, and Raspin is an old French word, Lambeau, and at the bottom it says Stammler. So, voice of my first name, and Stammler, hopefully I won't be too Parfait this morning. It's interesting, Rabbi Halfman was speaking about Tefillin. We're going to see that there's going to be a connection, this parasha to Tefillin, which will come soon. So in this parasha we have the very long section of 39 Pesukim, where Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to Hashem, perhaps the longest description of a conversation between Moshe and Hashem. This conversation lasted a whole 7 days. Although Moshe Rabbeinu was later on was in Har Sinai, after Har Sinai, for 40 days, but this part here, it reports what's going on in this whole conversation. The conversation starts with Hashem telling Moshe that he has to take his shoes off his feet. Now, if someone walks into shul and they're not used to the etiquette, they walk in completely inappropriately dressed. So where do you tell them that they're inappropriately dressed? Before they come in, or after they're already in shul? So if you've got mechesed, you tell them before they come in. So Hashem says to Moshe, you are standing on ground that is holy. Why didn't he tell him before he came to the Adonis Kodesh that the ground was special, that was holy, he had to take his shoes off? So, the Orach Chaim says that it's possible that the land only became holy, only became special when Hashem spoke to him. So he came to a land, a ground that wasn't special, and it became special when he spoke to me. It says, and that's why the Pasuk says, Ki Adonis Kodesh Hu, to tell you that it only became special now. I heard many years ago, I think it's from Rabbi Eliezer Lofton, the reason why did it become special then? Moshe Rabbeinu sees this snare burning. He says, I saw another area, and he looked at the center. Snare symbolizes Klal Yisrael in suffering. It's burning, and it doesn't get consumed. Moshe looking at it was an act of being mishtatif in the tzar of Klal Yisrael. He could have said, look, I'm okay, I'm brought up as a mitzvah, I've got a free pass to do what I want. He said, no, I'll be mishponi in the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. That act of mishponiness itself, that's what was mekadesh the ground. Anytime a person turns towards somebody else and they try to help that other person out, they look at their tzaras, that itself is an act of kedusha, and that's what was the kaddish of land. That's the explanation behind what the Orach Chaim says. The land became only kaddish because Moshe Rabbeinu did this an act of avodah to turn around and to actually look at the tzaras of Klal Yisrael. Now, we have here in the Pesukim, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Hashem and he says, what should I say to the Bnei Yisrael? Hashem says, Ekya asher ekya. You should say Ekya asher ekya. Moshe says back to Hashem, and then he says, Kosu Amar Bnei Yisrael. It doesn't say in the Pasuk, but the Gemara explains that Moshe said back to Hashem, that is, I don't want to say that to them, we'll see why in a minute. And Hashem said back, Ekya shalachani yon, you just say Ekya. Now this phrase, Ekya asher ekya, is a very hard phrase to understand exactly what it means. So we all know the famous Rambam, who says at the very beginning of the Yad Chazaka, the Rambam says, Yisoda, Yisodos, Pa'amut HaChokhmos. The Yisodos of all Chokhmos, Leda is to know Sheyesham Motsu Rishon. There is a Motsu, something that exists, and he's the prime cause of everything. Shekolan Yisoda Tzrikim Lo, every other thing that exists, they need Hashem. Vuhu Baruch Hu, Eino Sarek Lehem, he doesn't need them. Velo Le'echanehem. Lefikach Ein Amitosu Ka'amitos Echamehem. Therefore his truth is not like the truth of any one of them. It's like, you know, when you play Monopoly, the half deal. Right, so that money isn't real. Why? Because it only has validity as long as the money lasts. The game is going on, then it has validity, afterwards it has no validity. Well, those people lived in Eretz Israel at the time when the money was changing every day. You didn't think the Israeli money wasn't real. What was real? Dollars, that's real, because it lasts. But the Israeli money changed every day. Everything in the world is transient compared to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the only, the real emes, and that's what the Rambam means, that his amitosoi, he is the truth in, because his amitos isn't depending on any other thing. He is emes and nothing else is emes. And that's what it means when the Pasuk says, Hashem Elohim emes, Hashem is emes. And we finish Shema with that. So we start the Shema with this idea, Shema is Hashem Elohim, we finish with Hashem Elohim emes. He is emes and no one else is emes. And that is what the Novi means. So the Sefer Ikarim expands on this, and he says, this is what was nirmas to Moshe in the Sneh. When Moshe said, they will ask, what's his name? What should I say to him? Moshe chasav, ki ulai hanira elav, hu echa mehas sechalim hanidolim. Maybe this is what appeared to Moshe. Moshe didn't know what appeared to him. This maybe it's some he says the Sechan Niftal, some Balach, Shemitziosim Nitleb Zulosim, whose existence depends on somebody else. So if that existence, if that Bria, whatever it is, promises something, there's no proof it's going to happen. Because if it's dependent on somebody else, then that other Koyach, that higher Koyach, could be rebuttal that Koyach. So that's why Hashem said back to Moshe, you should know, Zeh Hashiva Hashem Yisbarach, Kishmo Hu Ekye Ashekye. His name is A Ekye Ashekye. Koloma Hanimsa Hashem Yitziyosuk Tolu Batzmusoi. The existence, that being, whose existence depends only on himself, but Lord is also not on any other thing. And that way we know that his what Hashem has promised Moshe will happen. So Loshen is speaking about himself. I exist because I exist. That's the only reason. Not because any other existence exists. My existence is totally independent of any other existence. I don't depend on any others. And he says, and that's what, again, like the Rambam says, who came first? The Rambam or Ramosh Albo, the Sefer Ikrim? Anyone know? The Rambam was about 250 years before. It's probably Ramosh Albo was basing himself on the Rambam. He says, and that's what the Navi means when he says Hashem is Emes. Now the Gemara says, both the Babri and Yerushalmi, the Reish Lakish says that the Hosovo shall I call this book Emes. His seal is truth. And the Yerushalmi speaks out on board. If you look at the Aleph base, the Yerushalmi says, if you look at the Aleph base, the first letter is Aleph, the last letter is Tov, and the middle letter is Mem. I challenge you on that. That's what the Gemara says. Aleph, Mem in the middle, Tov. You write it down, you work out actually that Mem is not the middle, it's Kaf or Lamed. Because you've got 20 letters Aleph base, and you've got Aleph to Yud, that's 10, and then you've got Kaf and Lamed, and then you've got another 10 on the other side. Okay? So the pshat is, the Sefer Vamayu HaHamudim explains that if you write the Aleph base out with the end of the letters straight after the first letter, so you go through, right, through to Kaf, then end of Kaf. Lamed, Mem, end of Mem, Nun, end of Nun. If you look at it that way, written that way, the Mem is the middle letter. So that's what it means, the Mem is in the middle. And that's what it means, that it's not much like Kodesh called Emes. Now, this name, what is the gematria of Ekya? Anthony said that you have to bring in gematrias if you're...
21.
Well, it's 21. Yeah. What is 21 times 21? Ekya Asher Ekya, 21 times 21. 441. And that's the same gematria as Emes. It's interesting that the Ekya Asher Ekya is Miramis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Summit is Emes. 441.
Keep quiet.
Now, in all, the Pasuk says, Ekya Asher Ekya, and then Moshe said Ekya, so then it's three times altogether. And then this, the Pasuk says, Miramis to the fact that Hashem was, that He is, and He always will be. Hoya, Hoibe, Viyir. When I was trying to learn Diktuk, I couldn't remember how the past future, I always remember that. Hoya, Hoibe, Viyir. That's how you remember. How I remember this. So the Hashem Hayah Hope of Yeh, and we know that the Gemara says the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Hay says Yichaven Brachos Perish Hamilos Ukshiyaska Hashem Yichaven Perish Kriyoso. But at least you have to have a kavana. The name of Hashem, the Azus, that He's Adon Hakol. Yichaven B'ksivoso the Yud K Shahayah Hope of Yeh, and you have to also Yichaven the Yud K Vav K that He was, He is, and He exists. It's a pretty hard thing to do. Every single time you say the Shem Hashem to do that. There are Shemas which are written in Adnus, Aleph Daf Nun Yud, and that we don't have to mechaven, but when it's written in UK Bobke, you should be mechaven for that. The Gros says the Ikka is only in the Pasuk Krishan of Krishan, what makes it a little bit easier. But that is the Kavon of the Shem Hashem. Let me ask you a question. I do riddles on the Parsha. One of the riddles is, where in the Chazaras HaShatz of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur do we refer to this? Ekya Asher Ekya. Give you a clue. We all believe it. That's the clue. Kol Ma'aminim. Yes. We say the Kol Ma'aminim. Should we die in Emes? Help you, but Ekya Asher Ekya. He's expressing Ekya Asher Ekya. The Gemara in Brachas, this is Rashi on the Pasuk here, based itself on the Gemara. It says, I was with you in this servitude, and I will be with you in the shibud of the future Malchus. And Moshe said to Hashem, why do we need to hear about other sorrows now? You just say Ekir, the one Ekir. In other words, I'm with you in this sorrow, don't mention the other sorrow. So you have to know exactly what happened here, what was happening in the Mazdana, the stomach. It's like Olam Machshava Liboros Pemidas Hadin. It was all foreseen before Hashem. And Hashem told Moshe that's not what I meant. I only meant you to tell them about this sorrow. The Kli Yakar says a very beautiful idea. The Pasuk carries on and it says, Zeshmi La'olam Zezuki L'dor Dor. And he says that these two phrases, Zeshmi La'olam and Zezuki L'dor Dor, is referring to two things. Because the Pasuk starts, the Hashem appears to Moshe, and he introduces himself as Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. And then he says, Eke Asher Eke. He says these two things are what this later Pasuk is referring to. He says, Zeshmi, this is my name, is referring to Eke Asher Eke, that I have a Metzius, I exist in the past, in the present, in the future, I never change. I'm always there. I'm always with you. Throughout whatever happens, I will always be there, and I will be with you, and I do not change. And then when it comes to people, tzaddikim, who relate to Hashem and come close with Him, I am Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. He says the name Hashem with each one. I had a personal relation with them. I was by and with each one of them. And this is Meramis to the future. Throughout the Doiras, people who come close to Hashem, Hashem will be with them. Just like Hashem doesn't change, He's Hoya, Hoya Beviyah, He's always there. So His relationship with people, His protection of the tzaddikim, will always be there. That's what he says. He says, that's what it means. There's Shmi La'olam. My name is there forever. My name will stay with him. Just like I exist in exactly the same way, in the same state always, I will be with them the same way throughout the Torah. When the children carry on with the might of the obvious. Each one had this name of Hashem associated with him. And then he says, my name will be connected with the Sridim, those people who are close to Hashem. And the Marsha on this Gemara, he says that we have a Havtoch of Hashem, that His Shem Havai will be with us through all the Doras, and his phrase, he says here, we will not be destroyed through the length of the Golos, which is similar to what the Ramban says in Parshat Vayera, and when Hashem promises Avraham, this is a promise of the Ramban that throughout the Doras, Hashem will be with us, and they will never be totally destroyed by our enemies. It's very poignant how we look at the history of the time of where these people lived, and how the situation, how it continues throughout the Doras, and how this is an amazing haftarah from Hashem throughout the Doras. Now, it struck me that we can think about this when we say the Shemoneh Esrei, because if you look at the phrase which you say in the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I cheated and I used a search on my program, and it doesn't seem that exact phrase as it is occurs anywhere in the Torah except for this expansion in this Maaseh with Hashem and Moshe, and it occurs three times. You see, there are three times it says Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. So it's Meramis maybe to the Shemoneh Esrei. We know we find in the Shulchan Aruch it says that. That when a person is davening, they should be mechavin to Yerushalayim, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Prisha, the person says, when it says k'neged kodesh kadoshim, it means he should think sheyachshav b'liboy v'ra'ayinu ke'ilu omid b'mikdash asher b'Yerushalayim b'makom kodesh kadoshim. Think that he's there in the mikdash of the kodesh kadoshim. So it occurred to me, and I tried this out a few times when I was praying this shir a few times, to imagine when I'm davening Shemoneh Esrei, now he's saying Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Think of these are the words which Hashem introduced Himself to Moshe. Imagine that you're standing there at Moshe Rabbeinu at the snare, and Hashem is speaking to you, and it made a difference. It sounds a bit pretentious, maybe, but every person, the Rambam, everyone has to think that the whole world, the Shokhan, and their Maisim can affect the whole world. So that was something which I felt as a certain historist to Kavona and to Tefillah, that to think that phrase is the very same phrase we say three times a day, and we said three times in that passage with Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, The words that I just quoted to you before, the Kli Yaakov, he says that Hashem is with the tzaddikim when they are oiches b'maisi de'avim, when they carry on with the maisi of the others, they stick the maisi of the others. There, I saw in Parshas Vayigash that it brings down that Daniel Ramsky used to make a special effort to learn the Meshech Chochma every Shabbos. Try to learn the Meshech Chochma, and he said this was his only Shabbos. And he especially used to ask people, and Parshas Vayigash said, did you see the Meshech Chochma on this Parshas? Oh, because he held that there was a certain Meshech Chochma which said Baruch HaKodesh. And what the Meshech Chochma says is that Hashem appeared to Yaakov Avinu by night. He says we don't find that, that Hashem appeared to the other of us by night, but Hashem appeared to Yaakov, both the Sulam and also Vayigash, by night. Why Dafka by night? He says because Yaakov was the one who went down into the Golas of Kali Yisrael. So Hashem appeared to him by night, but Meramis, that I will appear to you by night, in Golas, I will be with you. And he says that's why the Ovis were stuck in the Tefillahs, Abraham, Shachris, Yitzchak, Mincha, and Yaakov was stuck in Marib, which is the Tefillah of the night. Why? Because it shows the Shekhinah is with you by night. And he adds that what does Marib correspond to? It corresponds to the Eborim Upadorim of the Korbanos that were bought by day. And the only thing you can do by night is to put them on the Mizbeh. And they're left over from the day. That's what's left over from the Avodah of the day. So the day is the time of Geula, the time of an open relationship between Hashem and us, and the night is the time of Golus. He says the following, he says, the Eborim Pedorim correspond to what's left over from the day, because if the Gemara says that a Novi cannot get Nevuah in Chutz Aretz, who got Nevuah in Chutz Aretz?
Cheskel. He started off in...
That's right, because he started off his Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, so he could have Nevuah in Golus.
It's called Beheter.
So he's the same thing with Yaakov. Yaakov got the Nevuah. Once he got the Nevuah, he could go into Golos, and his tefillah corresponds to the Korbanos, which is the left over from the Korbanos of the day, to show that if you go into Golos and you carry on with the Maase Avos, you stick to the Maase Avos, then the Shekhinah is with you. But he says, when they clash yourself on their own derech, they stop with the Masorah of the Avos, then the Shekhinah is no longer with them. It was a very frightening thought, and maybe that's what Daniel Bramsky meant when he said it was said Baruch HaKodesh. Now, we mentioned that the Gemara says, and Rashi brings down, that Hashem said to Moshe Ekya, to say that I am with him in this Torah, and I will be with him in future Torahs. So if Yaakov Kamenetsky asked, but why should Hashem want to mention the future Torahs now? What's the sad? And he explains it in the following manner. He says, we all know that Hashem said to Avraham, the Golos should be 400 years. The Maaseh was 210 years, because they got to a Madrega, a level so low that they were irredeemable, right? Like your Tesco vouchers after they get go past, they're irredeemable. Right, class would have been irredeemable. So Hashem had to take them out early. But because he took them out early, there were going to be other Golos to be Muslim that Golos. So that's why Hashem said to Moshe, I'm with you in this Torah, and I'll be with you in the future Torahs, which will come about because of this Golos, that I have to finish this Golos early, and therefore, therefore there will be another Golos, and I will be them also in that Golos. And then he goes on to say, very interesting, Mahalan, in the whole of the time of the Bais Rishon, he says that the Bais Rishon was to say, was Be'emes, never intended to be the future Geula. So the Bais Rishon was like, there was going to be a long Golos, and therefore, the whole of the Bais Sheni was a preparation for the future Golos. They knew Bitchila, when they came into Eretz Israel, that this was going to be a Golos for a Geula for a time, but not the final Geula. And with this, he answers various things. He says, first of all, we find the names of the months. They took with them from Babel. So Chazal Shabbat Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they didn't change anything. So why did they keep the name of the Golos? Why did they use the Lashon Aramaic? Or why did they write Yushalmi in Aramaic? Mishnah the Babli, that was the Lashon, but the Yushalmi is also written in Aramaic. Why? So it's why also if they found the Mokum of the Oren, and it seems they didn't take it out. They left the Oren there. They knew where the Oren was. The Oren sets out that a certain Cohen died when he was about to be gullied. He answers all these questions with the same insight. He said, because they knew that this was a temporary geula, a temporary bias that wasn't going to be the future, wasn't going to last forever, and it was always a preparation for the long goals that we're going to go through now. And he says, that also explains why, if you look at the Gemara says that the Tanna who was Masakin Our Nusach Tefillah was Shimon HaPakuli. Now, if you look at this, it says Shimon HaPakuli belonged to the time of the Bayis Sheni. So that means he was a Mesachin, Yushalayim, Erechot, Racham, Toshu, when they were already, they were still there with Yushalayim, with Bayis Sheni. Why? Because they knew there was going to be future Golas, and then there would be a Gula again after that. And he's he explained a lot of things with that. That's also, he says, why they didn't appoint a king. Why didn't they appoint a king from Malchus Beis David in the Bayis Sheni? Again, because it was a time of, it was only a temporary thing.
Sorry, how's that explained? The months? He said, why they brought those months?
Because they wanted to remind themselves that this isn't it. This isn't it. So we're using the names of the months that came up from Babel, because this is not the final Gula. This is only a temporary thing. It's very, very interesting how he has. Mm-hmm. Now, the Meshech Chochma, coming back to Ekhi Asher Ekhi, the Meshech Chochma points out, we mentioned this 21. The Rambam says that there are 21 names of Hashem in the four parshas of Tefillin. And he says, and you've got Tefillin Shel Yad and the Tefillin Shel Rosh. And he says, and similar to that is Ekhi Asher Ekhi. You've got twice Ekhi, as the Rambam's the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. The Meshech Chochma expands on this. He points out that where the Tefillin Shel Yad are covered, whereas the Tefillin Shel Rosh are meant to be revealed. I think that's called the Kabbalah, don't cover the revealed. But we take on the ones covered and the ones revealed. He says the Tefillin Shel Yad is meramis to the Hanhoga of Hashem, which is covered, the time of Hest upon him. And the Tefillin Shel Rosh is meramis to the Hanhoga of Hashem, which is open. So he points out that we have a name of Hashem, which is a 42-letter name, the Shem Mem Beis, which is 21 plus 21. Now, we have a halacha that when you wear the tefillin, if you only got one pair of tefillin, it's okay to put the Shel Yad on, but obviously you don't have a Shel Yad, you put the Shel Rosh on, but normally you're meant to have your when you have the Shel Yad on, you're meant to have the Shel Rosh on. So if you're wearing your tefillin Rosh, you're also wearing the tefillin Shel Yad, which means that you've got the 42 Shemus of Hashem. And that is meramis to the name Hashem, the Mem Beis Oisius. And he brings the Gemara, which says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Shem ben Arvin Shtahim Oisus, this name of Hashem, 42 letters, Ein Mosim Oiso Elel Mishu Tzonua V'Anav. You only give it over to someone who's modest and assuming, and he's got to be halfway through his life, he's not too young, doesn't get angry, doesn't get drunk. And he says, if someone knows the Shem Hashem, HaYodah V'Zahim Boy, amongst other qualities, Ve'Ein Mosim Mutelles Anabris, and his Ema, his dread, is placed on creatures. People fear him. You know the famous story with the Vilna Gaon, when he was involved with the Maaser with he was in court to do with Avraham ben Avraham, and his lawyer, and he was taking no interest in the proceeding, he was sitting there learning, with wearing his talus tefillin, and at one point someone said to him, the lawyer said that things look a bit bad, but he looked up at the judge, and the judge looked at his tefillin, and got surprised, and the course of the things changed a little bit in there. And they asked Kasha, why does it happen to us? You know, we don't see such a... So it's just because by the Groy, it was Allah of Earth, it was in his heart, it wasn't just... It was in his mind, it was his heart, it wasn't just something on top of him. So that's the Amos that will tell us the Reis. Why is the Amos that will tell us the Reis? Because it's the Shema Mem Beis Oisus. So when a person's wearing tefillin, Shel Yad and Shel Rosh, they have the 42 Shemus on them, and therefore the Amos that will tell us the Reis. And Gemara says, "Barakas v'ro'u kol ha'mayaretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru v'meka." All the nations will see that Hashem's name is called upon you. And the Gemara says that's referring to the tefillin Shel Rosh. That's because when you wear the tefillin, you've got the shame of the Mem Beis Oisius. There is a story. I don't know if this is a well-known story about the Meshech Chochma. That in his town in Dvinsk, there was a very big river that ran through there, and there was a dam that stopped the river from flooding. And one year there was very heavy rain and snow, and when the dam started to get higher and higher, the mayor of the town realised that things were dangerous, and he called the chief of police, and they said, what can we do? They said, well, we're going to call the holy man. So they called the local priest, and he came along, and he couldn't do anything. So then they called Rav Meir Simcha, and this was told over to Rav Moshe Aharon Stern, he writes in his book, by a Rav called Rav Elberg, who was 10 years old at the time in Dvinsk, and witnessed this. So they brought the Osamer there, and he looked down at the water, and he said, Sar Shayom, the Malach of the Yom, I'm going on you with the Koach of my Torah, that the water should go down. And it carried on going up. And then he looked, he says, Sar Shayom, I am the Rav in the town, I have the day here, I'm going on you with the Koach of my Torah, the water should go down. And the water carried on going up. And then he said a third time, he says, Sar Shayom, I have the with the curse of my Torah, I'm going there that the waters go down, and if you don't make the water go down, I'll put you in Cherem, and you'll be in Cherem here in this world, and the Olamas Elyonim as well. And at that point, the wind changed, and the water went down, and the chief of police and the mayor came and kissed his feet, and the local priest went away with Pachei Nefesh, and the whole winter they were talking about the Koach of the Rav. That's the Koach of the Torah of the Os Samer. Can I ask you a question? What is the most common creature in the Torah?
No.
Now, it could be you're not thinking what I'm thinking, and something very, very common, or it could be you're a step ahead and you don't think it's creature sieve. How do you pronounce the Shem Hashem? It's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. So did you ignore that because that's not a creature sieve? Because that is the most common. Sometimes it's a shaila, whether it's a real creature. Is it really, or is this a different pshat? Because it says there's Shmila Oylam there's Zuchri. And I said Lamai Nafkamin. It could be Nafkamin in Birkas Hashem about using the Shem Amnus rather than Shem Yukevav. But it is the most common creature sim, because there's Shmila Oylam and there's Zuchri that we learn out from this parasha. I just want to finish off with coming back to the name Moshe that we started off with. The Sephardim has a very beautiful idea. So she called him Moshe because Mina Mayim Shisiru, she drew him out of the water, and that's why my grandfather wanted to suggest that my English name, the English equivalent of Moshe, should be Andrew, because she went and drew him out of the water. So you see where the puns come from, it goes back generations. But the name, says the Sephardim, should have been Moshui. He was drawn out the water. Moshui. Why is he called Moshe, which is the active form? She says, because I call in his name, it's someone who will save others by pulling them out of their tzaros. She understands in Shemaim that it was exerted that she had to find him, and he says, the reason I called him this is that just as he, so that he in turn will rescue others from their problems. Just I had pulled him out of the water where he would have drowned, so he will pull out others. And the emphasis, you notice that many people who achieve greatness in certain areas of Chesed, they do it because they've been there themselves, they've got the t-shirt. Yeah, yeah. They've been through that difficulty, and that gives them so many qualities. They can achieve things because they have the drive. They know what it means to be in that situation. They have the drive to do that. And not only that, they can understand. They're with the person in the sorrows. They can empathize with the person, understand what that person needs. And that is all the Murum is in the name of Moshe Rabbeinu. May we be zonched to go in the ways of Moshe Rabbeinu and help others in their sorrows.
Amen.